You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ask your friend to stop digging into the green.
Leroy?
Yes?
What are you watching?
Radico, baby.
We're still down, I'm assuming, correct?
Oh. And the one match that you were winning is in peril.
Oh, okay.
Because I think they're on the 18th hole. No, they're on the 15th hole. They're only up one. And Shoffley just hit it 50 yards off the golf course.
We got it right where we want them, baby. We got it right where we want them.
I don't know what it is about this portion of the Ryder Cup, but the U.S. has always struggled in the alternate shot.
We don't play well with others.
That's pretty much it, which is the whole point of the Ryder Cup, is the team atmosphere and stuff like that. So yeah, the fact that, you know, when you see the camaraderie or whatever, how it looks with the European players. The other thing is that keep in mind, the European players are probably more familiar with each other personally, because in Europe, they travel together. It's not as much money as it is on the U.S. tour. So, you know, a lot of these guys in the U.S. have their, you know, have their private jets and stuff like that. Whereas in Europe, they're buddying up, right? And so that camaraderie is a lot greater over there. So then when you play in one of these events together, like, it just seems this portion of it seems to work a little more fluidly. Now, when you talk about just golfing your ball, so the next 18 holes, when they talk about, you know, best ball, which means everybody plays the hole, and whoever has the best score, the lowest score of the two teammates, they win. U.S. usually does really good at that, because you don't need camaraderie. You can just be an individual.
Well, we will keep it locked to see if they can pull anything off today, but we still got two more days of Ryder Cup action.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and get into some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral Volkswagen, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. A couple headlines. We briefly talked about it in the first hour. If you watched any sort of football last night, Thursday night football, Jason Myers wins it for Seattle with a 52-yard field goal, 23-20.
Should have been over before that, because he missed a 54-yarder with 5 minutes left.
Absolutely. And honestly, it was the score reveals it as a 3-point game, but it took Arizona scoring both of their touchdowns in the fourth quarter to make it a close game.
Yeah.
And then on a ensuing kickoff before that final play, it was a violation, which I still hate this whole kickoff thing. If it's not in the zone and blah, blah,
you have
blah,
to understand what they're trying to accomplish.
Less injuries, I'm assuming.
Well, it's not that. They're trying to get more returns while not having guys have a 30-yard running start. And in order to do that, you have to have some rules about where the ball can be kicked, right?
Yeah.
And what happens is they try to, if you notice, they try to do the directional kick.
Yeah.
And the line drive to one side or the other, which is crazy because it almost seems like you would want more hang time. But here's the issue. You cannot move until the defender touches the ball or it hits the ground. I'm not sure if it's whether it hits the ground. So a lot of these kicks are that way so that they can get their guys going. But
it's the worst thing I think they've done. I hate it.
I like the action, but here's the problem. They talk about returns. They're getting stopped inside the 20 a lot.
So I'm saying, like, I've seen no, you know, as a Dolphin, we're already scarce when it comes to special teams returns. And apparently whenever we do one, we give up one right after. But, I can name people from the past. I can name the Dante Halls, the Josh Cribbs, the Devin Hesters, the return specialists that added an element to the game. The kickoff is dead. And then, God forbid, one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history was Sean Payton starting off with an onside kick. You can't sneak an onside kick anymore. Hey,
you gotta send out a flare and then announce it.
I'm doing onside, everyone. Like, this is it's really, you know, I understand from the standpoint of reducing injury, but, you know, cool. If that's what you want to do, then just eliminate the kickoff altogether. Now you're reducing injury, but you still want them to have a certain amount of kicks. So
no, I don't. I like this versus what they've done in the past. So
from a visual standpoint, or from a former player standpoint, like a fan, because I know it's hard to
just,
watch. It
just from a fan who wants to see every play matter. So there have been returns for touchdowns. So that means it can be had. There have been punt returns. So I just think that I want it to be an important play in football. And so they've kind of made it to where you have to have some kind of confrontation in kickoff, right? And if you avoid that, you penalized. So you can't just kick it out of the end zone. You can't just roll it back there. So that's why I'm okay with the rules, but I can understand. And if you notice, these kickers have the ability to kick in a number of different ways. So when you see that little squib deep kick or that's planned. That's not a bad kick. They're planning to do it that way. So I like the kind of the game plan. Right now, you got to have a definitive game plan on how you're going to kick the ball off, how you're going to return the ball, what you're going to do. Now, I will say this. Not a whole bunch of people block. Right? No, that receiver catches the ball, and it seems like those defenders are right there. So there's that. And the teams that do it well, they get the ball on the 35, 40-yard line. It seems like teams that have good return teams, all the time they're on the 40 or the 35. So it's benefiting some people, and that's how football should be. If you excel at something, you should get an advantage during the course of a game.
Brittany, new kickoff system or old kickoff system?
I like the old kickoff system, I'm not going to lie. I think it.
But they were just kicking it out of bounds, and there was no returns.
I get it. I understand what Leroy's saying, that it's like it brings that, an though. Importance to the actual play, but I think also it's like you're kicking it out. The penalty is you get it at the 40, right? Instead of the 35.
Yeah, you don't kick it in the zone. You got 20 yards to land the ball.
Exactly.
It's not like it's hard to do.
So I think That's why I think it's kind of dumb, though, because I just feel like the penalty is not even like that significant of one for it to like
you get it on the 40.
I mean, it's 5 yards only. If you don't get the, if you don't get it in the zone, it's only 5 yards extra that you're getting if you do get it in the
okay,
zone.
Okay, let me. Okay, so think about this. There's kickers. For example, the kicker for Jacksonville made a 70-yarder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was crazy.
So that means that if you move the ball 15 yards, it's a 62-yard kick, which nowadays is nothing. That's a penalty. One first down and you could kick a field goal? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that is true.
Because that's kind of what happened, that they got the ball on the 40, and so now they only got to go 60 yards instead of pinning them back there and having them go 80 yards.
Man, my thing is how you could have solved it. Now, mind you, I am not solving the injuries at all. Nothing I can do about that. No. Well, there's something I can do about it. Nothing I want to do about that. But you move the kicker back. Kickers are getting better. Have the kicker kick it from like the 10 on a tee, and then it'll land like, you know, after like the 5 or something like that.
Well, I think that's the point, though. It's like, what? Well, but
here's the problem.
Doesn't being able to kick it out of the end zone prevent injuries even more, because then there's no return?
No, but
yeah, they're trying to
make every play important in football.
All right. If right? you kick it in
with,
the end zone,
if you go what you did last, based on what happened last year, where the ball was coming out to the 30, mm-hmm. they were just saying, hey, kick it out in the end zone.
Yeah. Right?
They're trying to make that play an important play. And so that's why these rules are in place. I believe it. If you have a great return guy, why shouldn't you benefit from that? And so that's why they do it. I would say if you move the ball farther back, it doesn't really matter when the other rules are in place. You see what I mean?
That's so the thing.
If they can't move until the receiver catches it, right? Then it doesn't matter whether you kick it from the 30, the 20, or the 10. Because nobody's moving until that ball is caught. Now, if you kick it out of the end zone, you get it at the 35. So nobody is really kicking the ball out of the end zone. Therefore, kicking it in that 20-yard, moving it back is not going to change that. So you're in the same situation.
That was a question that I had during the Patriots game. Is it, if you kick it out of the end zone, you get it at the 35. But if you don't correct. Get it in the landing zone, it's at the 40.
Yes, because that's more egregious.
That's like, so not, but isn't that so silly? Might as well just kick it out of the end zone.
But keep in mind, to not kick it in the 20-yard area you designed. Now, that's 20 yards by 50 yards, okay? The only way you could do it is if you try to hit that squib kick and miss. So you're trying to be tactical. You're trying to, you know, kick it in a way that gives you somewhat of an advantage or makes it more difficult to catch the ball. You still got to hit it in the zone. It's not anybody's fault other than that damn kicker who landed it on the 19-yard line.
Well, speaking of kickoffs, when we come back, we are going to kick off our conversation on Sassy Tua, as Cam Newton has some more words and doesn't seem like Tua is taken very kindly to them. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Second hour of the program, formerly known as Hour Tua. But rightfully so, he has been stripped of the hour. And now has become a topic of conversation each time he steps to the podium. This is something that happened after the show was over yesterday. Did you catch anything from Tua's press conference, Leroy?
No, I really, to be honest with you, I'm one of those people that, because I've been through it, I understand that it's hard to be in that situation because there's certain things that people want you to say or want to hear. And you have to be kind of politically correct because others may be involved or, you know, teammates or stuff like that. So you kind of just take the brunt of the questions and just deal with it. And then after whatever you say, right, knowing you couldn't say what needed to be said, then people criticize you for not saying what needed to be said. And well, that's the whole problem with sometimes I get frustrated with me and Tobin go at it all the time. Like, what did you expect him to say? Right? He still got to go to work with these guys. He still got to go like. Yeah, do we need Tua to say my offensive line sucks? Do we need Tua to say that? Right? So he tries to, you know, kind of beat around it because he don't want to throw his teammates and his brothers under the bus, and then we hold it against him. And so it's a tough spot. So I just avoid it because we can watch film and see what's going on. We don't need somebody to then get up and say it. Because him getting up and saying exactly what we already know is going to cause the rift. And then that team's really going to go sideways. And so he doesn't say it. And we would critique him on that. So you can't win.
Well, I understand you can't win, but it definitely feels like Tua has been losing each time he has gone up to the microphone. Now, just to refresh our history of public displays of sass by our starting quarterback. We all remember when Ryan Clark criticized him about his body weight. This is how it ended.
I think I wanted to build all this muscle. Like, not to some extent. Like, I wanted to be a little lighter. There's a mixture of things that people don't understand, that people don't know about, that are talked about, that go behind the scenes. So, you know, I'd appreciate if you kept my name out your mouth. That's what I'd say.
The infamous, I'd appreciate it if you keep your name out of my.
So, and let's keep in mind, I'm merely going to talk about the situation. I'm not defending Tua. I'm not defending Ryan Clark, right? We all know this. Why did Tua put on more weight?
To stay healthy.
To try to, you know, stay healthier, right?
And he did, actually, that year, if I'm not mistaken.
We all know this, right?
Yeah.
So imagine him having to answer questions about what Ryan Clark's saying when he knows why and Ryan Clark doesn't. So now he's forced to defend himself to a guy that doesn't know what's going on and why he did it. And whoever it is. So that's why sometimes these things come across as being irritating.
All right.
Because we know. So we, instead of us saying, well, Ryan Clark is off on this one because he doesn't know why Tua is doing it, we say, oh, look at Sassy Tua. You see what I mean? So we need to be smarter because we know more than these guys. We know more than Ryan Clark as far as this situation was concerned. But instead of giving the facts of the matter, right, it's more interesting to go at Tua, even though we know why he did it, and talk about what Ryan Clark said.
All right. Well, this is another example of sass. What about this one?
I have pretty good vision. I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball too. And Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, you know, it's not as easy as what it looked like sitting down on your couch eating chips.
Hey, right. That's a little dick. That's a dick. Now,
this is
a dick. Like
the Ryan Clark one, he could have just been like, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but then it ended with keep my name out of your mouth. This one could have been like
it's harder than what it looks. Don't act like we all wouldn't have a problem somebody making comments about what's going on in our life and they don't know what's going on. Don't act like you wouldn't be irritated. Okay? Like see, we're human first. He's a quarterback second. That's annoying to me.
But and this I'm wasn't like him gaining weight because he was depressed.
I'm just saying, we all know the reason why. Ryan Clark didn't fully understand why he did it. So could Tua have been okay by saying, look, when you don't know what's going on, it's best if you don't comment because you don't know the reasons behind this. That sounds just as snippy.
No, but then keep my name out of your mouth at the end is like clearly you're emotionally affected by this statement.
No, it's not emotionally. It's just annoying. Dude,
that's emotionally affected.
If I wish I could put you
you're
in
a Tua defender.
I'm not.
You're a Tua
defender. I'm more of a situation defender because it's easy for me to seem like a Tua defender. I'm defending the situation, right? I'm defending that you have people. And if I put you in this situation, you would be pretty irritated too about people. You having to answer questions about something somebody else said that doesn't know what you are going through and why you had to do what you did. Right.
But so, in regards. Yeah,
huh?
Oh, go sorry. Ahead. But in regards to what this last clip that you just played, what I find irritating about it is that you have to, it's everything is when he every part of his answer, every first part of his answer is so valid, and it would nobody would blink like bat an eye at his first parts of his answer. It's the added dig that you have to takes away that I think takes away from what you originally said.
Agreed.
Because it's like you're taking accountability for you said I need to be better. You know, Brewer needs to be better. That's great. That's all fans want to hear from you is accountability for what happened, why you threw that interception against the Bills. But then you add, it's so easy to criticize me from your couch with eating your chips. Like
you are 100% correct, right? But here's what I would say. It's easy in hindsight to say, maintain your cool and only give the first part. But I know there's been a number of times where I started off giving a very accurate, very mellow, very, you know, explaining the situation so that people understand. By the time I got to the end, I was mad. Right? It's human nature. So while the last part of that wasn't necessary, I'm not mad at what he said about Ryan Clark. And I like Ryan Clark. Right?
Yeah.
But we are consumed with telling people what's going on with somebody without knowing their situation and without knowing the reasons. So I didn't mind him saying that to Ryan Clark. The last part, and one of the reasons why I try to explain what is actually going on a football field, so people will know, right? The fact of the matter is all people see when they watch a game is a quarterback getting paid a boatload of money, a center getting paid a boatload of money, and y'all can't do something as simple as snap it. It seems very simple. And so from that standpoint, you're not commenting on these situations like me. You're commenting like you, like a fan. So all I try to do is I don't tell you you're ridiculous or whatever. I just try to, you know, explain what's going on. In that case, you're 100% correct. Understand the people that you are talking to that, okay, if Ryan Clark says it, if Cam Newton says it, it comes from a different place. It hurts more because those guys played and know how difficult the sport is. If somebody who's watching the game on Sunday is commenting on it, then you have to take a different approach simply because they are not aware and don't care about what you're going through.
Exactly. And I think that's the point. It's like you're losing. It shows to me, like when you get upset about a former player saying something, I can understand that because it's like this is somebody who was good at their craft, especially Cam Newton.
Right.
Who, like, I understand that that could be frustrating. But when like you are feeding into the public noise, which is something that you have sat here up and down and swore that you don't listen to anybody else, you don't listen to fans, you watch Bluey when you get home and Disney Plus. And like to me, when you have this much defensiveness when it comes to these things being asked by fans and you have to throw that jab at fans, it's just not a good look because it just proves that you're like that I'm sorry that you're not mentally tough the way that you want to perceive you know yourself to be in the way that everybody has accused you of being mentally soft.
You want me to give you a little secret? Nobody is, right? Yeah, like let's not football is an emotional sport, right? It's played with a lot of emotion. You have both good and bad emotions. We see it in players all the time. Even though Tua was wrong, like, because I try to avoid, no matter when I'm talking to anybody, right? I try to avoid commenting on the people that you entertain, right? I get upset about it too, because I think a lot of times people don't really understand, you know, what it is you do. But I can't be mad at them because they're not as knowledgeable as I am. I get more upset when somebody who's doing the same thing or have done the same thing that I've done attacks as if they are a fan, right? So him attacking a fan, hell, Tua, I was eating chips on my couch and drinking Cider Boys with Tobin last week, right? And I've listened to the game and watched the game and we watch it as fans, right? I have in the back of my mind that I did that and I understand what's going on and what happened. But in the end, I just want the team to win. And that's the part that I think a lot of players, not just Tua, a lot of players, you think you're frustrated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fans are frustrated. And a lot of times they're frustrated for all the wrong reasons because they're not really knowing what's going on and why things are happening. So all they have are the results.
You're That's a Tua defender, Leroy.
No, I'm not.
You're a Tua defender.
I said Tua was wrong.
Yeah.
Like I said, I would never like to comment about somebody sitting on the couch eating chips. I was like, damn, I was doing that. And I made a comment about your badass pick.
But I think.
But I also put it in perspective and told Tobin why it happened. You know, so I'm on both, I'm playing both sides of it here. But the frustration of not winning, right? The see, because as a player, you got 14 more games and you got to find a way to fix it. So your energy is into that. As a fan, you get miserable for 7 days until you play again. I understand that. I understand all of that. I just, again, here's what happens. You can attack the professionals. So I give you a perfect analogy. If another boxer comes up to a boxer talking trash and they get into it, that guy should know better, right? You know who you're dealing with. But if a fan comes up and talks trash to a boxer, you can't give them a two-piece because y'all on different levels and you could really get in trouble because you shouldn't be hitting a guy that can't protect himself. And that's kind of how it goes. Like when you go down the chip path or you start talking about fans, you know, it's like, wait a minute. Fans are being fans.
Well, we are going to address the Cam Newton comments and the Tua response directly as some more comments were made today that we will also unfold in the next hour. But before we do, we're going to come back and attempt to tickle Leroy's fancy on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Time now to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Gotta tell you what.
Yeah.
Watching this golf. There's no coochie coochie coo.
I'm assuming you mean it's belt to ass, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to win this last match to only lose the morning session 3-1.
Well, I'm glad you're watching that because you're getting roasty toasted in the chat.
Why?
People are accusing you. Let me just read some of these things here. Nay Nay says, Leroy, please let Brittany finish. We've heard your defense of Tua already.
It's not. Why? Can I ask a question? Look, this is an honest question.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm defending Tua when the first thing I said was,
yeah,
going after fans that way is not the best way to go about this. And I'm not good with that. That's the first thing I said.
Another the person very says, first thing. Rumor has it Leroy is on Dolphins payroll.
I wish.
That was me. Another person, Brandon says, Leroy defending Tua like his livelihood depends on it. Even how? If the criticism is fair.
How am I defending Tua? Tell me. Tell me.
Hey, like I'm just reading what the chat says, dude.
But I'm saying, like, if we're gonna go that route,
yeah.
See, because I'm a person that, like, yeah, if you have a problem, tell me why. So yeah. Tell me, how am I defending Tua? Where did I defend Tua?
Hey, look,
I could go to any NFL player and say, when you're being criticized, who do you have the most problem with being criticized by? Another player who knows what you're going through. That's nothing new. Okay. And then I followed up by saying, don't go after fans. They're fans. Like, they only care about wins and losses. They don't care how the sausage is made, right? So how is that defending Tua or being on the Dolphins payroll? That's factual. That's like, I can tell you from not only from firsthand experience, but seeing guys go through the frustrations of that.
Well, it's going to be Leroy versus the callers next hour as we are going to, so we're going to hear.
But that's not still, you know what? In everything that you said,
yeah.
Here's what the best part about that is.
Yeah.
It's still not an answer.
No, so I mean,
if you want to get mad at somebody making a statement, then you can't follow it up with another statement without explaining it. Does that you're doing the same thing?
Look, we have the callers who will be lining up next hour. We're gonna hear Cam line up.
Let me know how I'm defending Tua.
Well, look, I'm gonna give you a very quick, rapid fire version of tickling your fancy, and you tell me if these things tickle your fancy for the weekend. Yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down as we get out of here. Let's start off with number one, the Ryder Cup going on until Sunday. Leroy says,
my fancy is tickled.
All right, I could have guessed that one. You know, we're going to keep an eye to see if America can do good in the best ball and in the singles, right? Did I say that right so far? I'm saying
no, right. Yeah, they go foursome, that's alternate shot. Oh. Then they go four ball, which is best ball. And then they do the same thing tomorrow. And then they go singles on Sunday.
Well, we know that obviously is going to be on the top of your watching list. So let's go and move into some college football this weekend. There's going to be no Miami Hurricanes, of course. Yeah. So we're going to have an entire open slate of college football. Leroy, you been watching Michigan this?
I watch them. They got a young quarterback who's supposed to be everything in a bag of donuts, and he's 18, so he's struggling a little bit. You know, it's going to take him a little bit of time. So they look bad a couple of weeks, and in a couple of weeks they, you know, have a couple of soft spots, and he looks great, and he looks better. But, all right.
Well, some big games for you tomorrow. If you feel like watching some ranked football, 3:30 p.m. LSU Ole Miss. Tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yes, sir.
That's number four, sir. LSU versus tickled
Ole Miss. Wait, Lane Kiffin's daughter is dating a LSU linebacker. And yeah. He said, and his response was, bet the over.
The over. at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, Leroy, number six, Oregon, takes on number three, Penn State.
Another big game. Penn State, over the years, has been ranked in the top five, and then they manage, once they get to games like this, to blow it.
All right. And, you know, this isn't a game, no matter how high or low the rankings drop. Alabama at 17, Georgia number 5, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Alabama, Georgia. Like, over Alabama, the last, what, Georgia. Last 10 years, that's been the, you know, the game of the year for a number of years. So, yeah, it's much watch TV right there.
My fancy is tickled.
Must watch TV. Let's go ahead and fast forward to Sunday. The NFL schedule kicks off with a 9:30 a.m. Vikings versus Steelers. That's something you're interested in, Leroy? Okay.
You know I'm interested. Why am I interested?
Vikings, and because he's going to be there.
No, I'm not going to be there.
You're not going to England? London? No. Where is this game going on?
I think it's is it in Mexico? Is it
Mexico?
Is it? Yeah. No. Why? Aaron Rodgers plays for the Steelers. I hate
Aaron Rodgers. 9:30 a.m. though, so that's going to be in Dublin.
Yep,
that's right. You're going to the Leroy Horde Bowl.
I'll bring my iPad.
Yeah,
hook it onto my golf cart. Watch all the TV and golf I want.
All right, 1 p.m. slate. Browns Lions. That do anything for you? All right.
No, I'll watch it because you know I'm on TV in Cleveland, but
yeah.
Yikes.
Eagles, Bucks, undefeated teams, 1 p.m. slate. How does that
happen? I want to see it. Like, are we that Baker, man, he just finds a way, right? It's fun to watch because at the end of all these games, you don't know how it's going to get done.
Now we got two big ones here. Ravens, Chiefs at 4:25 p.m.
Yep. I think Baltimore is a better team right now.
Hey, look, you know what they say? 1-2 teams right now, it's new 3-0. So we'll see what happens with these teams. Packers, Cowboys, the return of Micah Parsons.
I want to see Micah Parsons get 9 sacks.
That's going to be 8:20 p.m. on Sunday night. And I'll save the Monday night game for Monday. I think we know more or less where your fancy lies in that. I got two more for you. Marvel Zombies is on streaming right now on Disney Plus. Marvel Zombies do anything for you?
No.
Fancy nothing. Not tickled.
That is unfortunate. I thought that was going to do it. I thought Marvel Zombies was the one for sure. But that is Tickle Leroy's Fancy. When we come back, it's Leroy versus the callers, Tua versus Cam Newton, and me versus what the kids say nowadays. Stick around. We got much more Tobin and Leroy when we come back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.